Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures in playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my free OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get free access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for free access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to this spicy episode.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of black bulls, queens of spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald, black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
What's up, Bulls and Queens Nation? It's Doc Chocolate, and I'm up here with my lovely lady co-host,
Fun Charlie.
And it is a week before Avian, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. How do you feel?
Just about.
How do you feel about your first Avian out here in the greatest city in the world, Las Vegas, Nevada?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
And nervous.
Yeah. Ooh.
Good nervous.
Yeah.
Okay. Excited nervous.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Like, where is your excitement coming from? Like, what are you excited for?
I'm excited to meet a bunch of new people. I'm excited to see a new event. I've only been to XBiz. And a little nervous. I will be doing some interviewing this time, so I'm a little nervous about that. But okay. Excited.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're interviewing with me, right?
I am.
Yeah, okay, okay. So yeah, next week at AVN, we will be interviewing a lot of the porn stars, adult stars, lifestylers, content creators, and some of the more famous people that you have known and probably watched their porn. So that's definitely going to be a very, very good time. And what are some of the things that you're like totally excited for?
Oh, I always like to get dressed up. Okay. And see other people getting dressed up. That's
true.
That's fun and hot. Getting to see people that I haven't seen in a while, that I've met in other states or other events and stuff. Yeah, and just kind of seeing how it is, like how the expo situation is, and booth thing, and walking around and seeing people, and you know, just a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
The awards and getting to see you. Nominated. It's awesome.
Woo! So for those of you guys, ladies, that don't know, Bulls and Queens has been nominated as AVN's top adult podcast. So make sure y'all vote for me. votes, you can go to DocChocolateBBC.com. That's DocChocolateBBC.com. And click that first link that says vote for Bulls and Queens as AVN's top adult podcast. Click that big old link. Do it now. Unless you're driving. But
and you can vote once a day.
Yes. You can vote once a day.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Do it.
Do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do it. So that you can see us do it more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what you're going to find out, Charlie, is that AVNs is literally like XBiz and Exotica on steroids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like super, super huge. So you're going to love it.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to, it's going to be a blast.
Oh, yeah.
And also, what we are doing is for today's episode, there was an interview that I did back in November at Splash Mocha in Houston. And for those of you guys who don't know what Splash Mocha is, it's one of the world's largest interracial hotel takeovers. And we had a lot of fun when we went there, didn't we, Charlie?
We did.
Yeah?
We did.
All right. Give us a quick recap on your time out there at your first Splash Mocha.
Okay. My first Splash Mocha, because you were already going with Venus when we started dating. So it was like, so I found somebody, a couple of my ex to go with, who has become Doc's friend. So that's not, it wasn't too weird.
Three's company, baby.
Yep. And then another friend of ours that we met from Canada at the cuck party that we talked about. And so I stayed with them, and it was nice, because I had not been to a mocha before, and it was like, I was a kid in a candy store. It was so fun. It's not just, well, it's for couples, but it's not just for couples if you can, you know, make it to where you can stay with the acceptable people that they're wanting you to stay with. But yeah, it was a blast. It was basically tons of single men lining up to have some freaking freaky fun with some ladies, and it was a blast. And Doc was not I don't think you had downtime very much at all. Like, your schedule was packed.
I had some going down
time. You did have going down time. But what I was surprised about was that we had multiple couple situations, but I was not expecting that.
Yes, yes. Because let me interject real quickly. With Splash Mocha, it's basically a hot wifing type of event. So it's couples that come out there and they want their wives to get dicked down by well-endowed black gentlemen.
Yeah.
But Charlie, you and I, we had a lot of fun time with
a lot of
couples,
yes,
right?
Yes. Three couples that I can remember.
Oh. Yeah, I think it was three.
Yeah, three.
Yeah, it was three couples.
Yeah, plus your very packed schedule of all the ladies that you had to dig down.
I did not have a packed schedule. Nobody wanted to sleep with me.
Oh, please.
Nobody wanted my dick.
Yeah, he was just walking around moping.
Complaining.
Pulling around his little, you know, his blanket, ready to drop down and fuck anytime. Yeah. No, you did very well for yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I consumed nothing but vaginal fluids, water, and Viagra. And that was like my meals.
Yeah,
like,
definitely. Yeah. Maybe a little vodka, but that's
a little vodka, you know, lost like 10 pounds.
Yeah.
But anyways, so yeah, that was a blast. And this, what you're going to hear next is an interview that I did at Splash Mocha. And it was by a gentleman named Seven. And he is a host of the Hot Wife Confessions. So here it goes. And with my lovely lady, Fun Charlie, you can find her at
FunCharlie.com.
All right. FunCharlie.com. And you can see her spicy, spicy, spicy stuff that she does.
Yeah.
So here goes that interview.
In Chocolate City for these 4 days. I have also today joining me Doc Chocolate BBC. We are doing something different in this episode today. Yes, and dude, you got to give me a confession, but I don't need the bra out. I don't need the bra out, but still. He is the host of BBC Cuckold podcast. He does Bulls and Queens podcast. He is a fitness enthusiast. Dude, stand up. Just
me?
Yeah, just stand up. Go on to stand up. Now get over there. Let them see it. Okay. Shit, I'm putting him. Yeah. Okay. Look at that chocolate. Yeah. He does a cuck. He's a cuck relationship coach. And I'm going to say this again. He's got an OnlyFans.
Maybe,
page?
Maybe. Don't tell nobody.
Don't tell nobody. This is just between us.
Yeah, friends.
And he does Hot Wife. He has Hot Wife Training Day. So if you guys want to check out his Instagram, give him your Instagram again.
Instagram is DocChocolateBBC.
So if you guys want to contact him there. And we're doing something special today. Yes, he's going to give us a confession, but today we're giving a lucky young lady a gangbang because she's requesting it. So are you in the hat? Do I have cards?
Cards.
All right. If you would like, I'm going to have the gentleman here that will be participating. I did my job, ladies. All I asked you to do was be here. Thank you. All I asked you to do was be here and get it done. And I'm getting it done. All right. Welcome to the show, my brother.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. I appreciate you being here.
Tell them a little bit about yourself that I haven't told them.
Yeah, yeah. So my name is Doc Chocolate. That is my government name. No, it's not. I like long walks on the beach. I like to ride horses bareback under the moonlight. I'm just lying about all that shit. I like to fuck. I like to have fun. I like to have make, forge new relationships. And I like to educate people and like to have a fun time.
There you go. How long have you been in the lifestyle?
So lifestyle, I've been in it for about 8 years.
8 years? So, and yeah. When did you become a full-time bull?
Full-time bull. It's hard to say full-time.
Okay, well, when did you pull up the name?
So I pulled up the name probably about 1 or 2 in. So okay. My then wife at the time, Caramel, and I, we got into the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And just because of the dynamics, we decided to play separately, you know?
Yeah.
So I think most people, when they jump in the lifestyle, they think it's all about couple swaps and this and that. But it's very, very hard for you to find two couples that can intertwine with each other.
Yep.
So she pretty much did her own thing and I did my own thing, just like you and your lovely wife are.
Yeah.
And that's when I started, you know, seeing terms about bulls and cucks and all that.
What is the, like, your biggest, when you talk to guys that think they're a bull, what would be one of the main things that you would say, hey, if this is what you're going to do, you should have this in your repertoire?
Well, I think if you're a bull, you should stay away from bullshit. And you should have good communication.
Yep.
And you need to be a people person because this whole lifestyle, especially if you're a third wheel,
yes,
you need to be able to connect quickly with a new couple. And you need to be able to hear and observe people's body language and know what they want. And you also need to be able to communicate what you want, what your do's and don'ts are not, or they are, and then just kind of operate seamlessly that way.
Yeah. Okay. You got into the lifestyle. You didn't think that you were going to be a bull, obviously.
Right,
You were just going in and saying, okay, we're going to do it this way. Once you got into that area, is there more of a benefit? Let me explain why I'm asking. I only date hot wives. I do. I only play with hot wives. I find it difficult to play with single women. So I've said this many times, I do see the difference, and that's why I stick with hot wives. Do you see a difference in, like, mentality, approach, personalities between hot wives and singles?
Yeah, yeah. So when you're talking about singles, you're talking about vanilla singles.
No, or unicorns.
Unicorns.
Any unmarried woman in the lifestyle?
Yeah, so I would say I would prefer hot wives just because a hot wife, she's married, right? And, you know, she's usually, most of you hot wives are pretty hot. All you ladies up here are very, very lovely. including you, baby girl. Hi, I see you. Yeah, I'm going down. Don't worry, I'll be going down. And, and the thing is, because they're coupled with another man, mm-hmm. like they're usually not about that drama of, you know, trying to link up with you or yeah. trying to couple up with you, right? So I know if I get with a hot wife, she's not going to try and get with me. She's not going to try and, you know, say, oh, well, hey, why don't you leave your, you know, back then my yeah. wife, Curly, you know, my yeah. girlfriend, I got a girlfriend, and she's going to go back home to her husband, and then I'm going to go back home to my significant other, you know? But with a unicorn, sometimes those boundaries are crossed, yeah. you know? And, you know, sometimes it can get a little bit weirder. So I just feel way more comfortable playing with a hot wife versus yeah. a unicorn.
So do I.
But if you're a sexy unicorn, come my way, please.
if you can come my way, don't bring the drama with you.
Yes, yeah.
No suitcases.
Leave the drama for your mama. Leave the drama for your mama.
No suitcases.
Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode.
At what point did you decide, though? It's like, okay, this is where I want to be. Because I know for me, I was dating.
Okay.
I really was. I've been a lifestyle to date myself over 20 years.
Wow.
20, 25 years. I started out married. My wife.
You're only 30 years old, though.
Hey, man. I got the biggest compliment last night. This guy, he actually said, you look like 40. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Thank you. I feel it.
Did you do one of these numbers? Like,
I did, yeah. I was like, can I kiss your wife now? You've got my attention. But when I got into it, like, I've been practicing as a bull probably seven and a half years. I got out of a relationship with, and what happened for me, I was not dating. I was going to just parties as a single dude, went to a couple of gangbangs, that wasn't for me at the time. Okay. And then I made a conscious decision of, that was a bad situation for me.
The gangbang?
No, with the single female.
Okay.
That relationship, going to parties and playing with single females, I just said, okay, this isn't work for me. And then I started, someone recommended a couple to me. That was my first experience. Someone said, hey, you should meet this couple. And we called, they perfect, they got a room. I came over, we played, and I thought, this is it. That was some good sex, that was some good company. The husband was cool, he didn't get in the way, and he let me have her. And the hottest thing for me was that he was just there, that he was allowing me to play with his wife. And he got, when I saw the excitement out of that, that's when I was like, okay, yes, this worked for everybody. This is where I want to be. So I moved right into it, just dating. At what point for you, what made you say, okay, I'm going to do Hot Wives?
So I'm not in a space where I'm just selectively, or yeah, I'm not okay. exclusive to Hot Wife. I prefer Hot Wives, yes. you know, but you know, just like I prefer pizza, hamburgers, but you know, I know I got to eat my vegetables from time to time, yeah. right? And so I wouldn't say I'm exclusive to Hot Wives.
When did you find I call it my little corner. Okay. I'm in a, because Hot Wives, it's a small corner of the entire lifestyle yeah. population.
Correct.
So
correct.
When did you move over into my little corner?
Yeah.
When did you dip your foot into my little space?
So I left the ocean and came into your pond.
There you go.
About 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
6-7 years ago, I would say. Probably right before the pandemic.
Ah, okay. What makes, and for me, it's different. I always say when I'm with the hot wife, it's the husband. Sometimes one thing that really turns me on is when you are kissing your husband and I am fucking you. That was so fucking hot.
I do that, like that.
Yeah. That for me, that part.
She's blushing over there.
She should be. She's like, bother. She's having like, flashbacks right now.
I see your toes curling over there.
Did I say thank you? when you're with a couple though, is there like one thing that happens where you're like, oh, that just light bulb just went?
I love when after the fact, I see that me being a part of their relationship, even if it's just for 30 minutes, an hour, hour and a half, whatever it is, I love to see them reconnect. And, you know, you can see there's a loving embrace.
Yep.
You can feel that energy.
Yep.
And it's almost like you're a therapist or a love counselor or whatnot, because it's like
you
bring
them
closer together.
You are.
Yeah.
Do you ever stick around for the reclaiming process?
That's a great question, Seven. I do to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
But like I try to just stay cognizant of how their dynamic is, because like I don't ever want to overstay my welcome.
Yeah.
So
that's really important.
Yeah.
A lot of bulls don't. They're like, okay, I'm just hanging around, spend the night. It's like, no, dude, we're done. Go away.
Yeah. The couple's like, get the fuck out of here. You know, and they're trying not to be rude. You're like, hey, you just dicked down my wife, but you know, please get the fuck out of here. You know,
there was I have a cuck at home that I see play with his wife once a week, but there's some times where the husband will actually ask, hey, do you want to watch me fuck her now?
Okay, I like that.
And that to me is special. Once you're done and you've done your thing, and he's like, it for me, what it shows also is that, okay, honey, I'm still yours. I want to come back and experience. And sometimes I look up, and these are just thoughts that I have in my head. She's saying thank you. And I can't stress it enough that she's always going to go back.
Yeah.
She's always going to go back. And he's always going to be there. And you don't want to, me as a bull, I don't ever want to interrupt any marriage.
Yeah,
right?
Me too.
So sticking around, sometimes I may leave too early. I never know, though. But I never leave too late.
So I feel, Seven, it's better for you to leave a minute too early than a minute too late.
Right? Yeah. And then you can always walk away and go, could I have stayed longer?
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. If you didn't overstep it, they will call you back because they know that you respect their time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Because like if you're a bull and you're with a couple and, you know, you see them kind of look at their wrists and they ain't got no watch on their wrist. Get the fuck out.
It's definitely time. So I want to talk to you more about now about your Uber dick thing.
It's Lyft, Uber pussy. Whatever you want to call it.
What is it that you're offering for hot wives now?
So basically what I do a thing is called Hot Wife Training Day, but it's like she likes it. She knows what I'm talking about. But it's basically a thing that because my dynamic is I am more of a sensual lover.
Yep. Yeah.
So if you're the type of couple and you're like, oh, I just want a, you know, guy with a big black dick to just pound my wife, you know, I ain't your guy, you know.
Yeah.
But like if you want the lovemaking aspect and you want the sensuality, you know, and I give you a little pound after we have a little warm up, you know. But I like to go in and I have my mood lights on. I have my sensual music playing. I like to set the atmosphere. I like to make sure that there's like a nice, sensual, sexy, erotic ambience about the place.
Yeah.
And then I have my coconut oil. And then basically what I do is I start off, we have wine, you know, we talk a little bit, build up some rapport, make sure that everybody feels good. You know, maybe we go out on dates. Maybe they take me out to shows or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And we just have a fun time. And then back to the hotel room. And then I start off with a nice sensual massage. It's, you know, traditional. And then, you know, things get a little bit naked. Things get a little bit hot. Things get a little bit...
Clothes come off.
Clothes come off. Definitely, okay. Definitely. And so, like, I basically have my sexy music playing, you know. And I'm just sliding my body up and down her body. And all the ladies love that body weight. Like, I mean, how many of y'all ladies up here, show your hands, have had a sensual massage? Okay. So all three of y'all ladies. All right, good. How did you guys, ladies, like the massage?
Amazing.
Amazing?
Yep.
Okay. Yes?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay. Okay. So, oh, you too. How did you like it?
I haven't had one yet.
You haven't had one yet? Oh, you need to come my way.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's right next door, too. Right. She'll be door. There. Oh, tell shit. Me about the, when you, it, is it possible to have traveling gangbangs?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I've had most couples, they will come out to me for a gangbang. I live in Vegas. So, you know, everybody is going to end up in Vegas at least once a year, once every other yep. year, typically, right? So I have my group of guys that I know they're trusted, you know, they yep. got good dicks, they look good, you know, and, you know, they're respectable, they're professional, and they test. You know, we typically, you know, as a creator, I typically test about twice a month. Couples will come and, mm-hmm. you know, I'm their concierge, you know, they pay, you know, nice little sum of money. It's an investment, but it's an investment. It's in your future.
Yeah.
You know, it has good ROI, you know, getting good gang banging. And so, and then usually what I'll do is I'll also have a female concierge, just to help the lady feel good because, anytime, you know, it's a lady and just a bunch of dudes, you know, it can be a little bit overwhelming for her. So it's always good, you know, in my opinion, to have another female presence.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
I haven't had anybody pay me to fly out my guys out there yet because it's, you know, pretty expensive,
it
obviously.
Is, yeah.
But I'm always up for that.
If you get to Vegas and you want to, some women are quietly interested in gangbangs, while a lot of husbands are verbally open to. No, she wants it. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
If you're going to Vegas, check out Doc Chocolate, BBC, and he will definitely be available to you to have the time of your life. I met him when I was in Vegas. There's some interesting things that go on out there, but you guys know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yes.
Right?
Unless it's chlamydia or gonorrhea.
Oh, yeah.
She comes back with you.
So, and that's a good thing because we do always talk about testing. I try and carry mine is actually on my phone. I keep
mine
my
too.
Results. Yeah.
So whenever, QR code.
Yeah. Okay. No, I know mine is actual. You can see it. And I do the 10-panel test. I try and do it every 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
I always do it before a big event, though, because someone may say, hey, a lot of the hot wives only play with tested guys.
Yeah.
So that's something you guys should do. And then the reason why I do it, honestly, ma'am, a guy's let me play with his wife. Okay. And I got to be totally respectful for that. And I can't, I don't want to be the one to say, I gave you anything.
Yeah.
I never want to be, because a lot of times guys don't have enough respect to first just test, but then to say, hey, I need to make a call,
yeah.
you know? So I will say again, y'all get tested.
Yeah.
Y'all get tested.
And Seven, can I throw something
of
in
course.
About the testing? So that is vitally important, you know, because I don't want us to just like brush over the issue.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel personally that everybody in the lifestyle should at least try and get tested quarterly, a year.
Yeah.
Somebody like myself, I'm a creator. So, you know, I do a lot of content. So I'm testing 24 times a year typically, right?
Yeah.
You want to test for gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, hepatitis, HIV, if possible, MGen. And then we also get oral and anal swabs, right? The oral swabs for gonorrhea and chlamydia are very important because, you know, you ladies, you know, y'all look like y'all can suck some good dick, right? The lady said, amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen in my mouth.
Yeah.
And you can catch that, right? And us guys that are eating out, you know, we can catch some stuff in our orals. So you got to get the swabs in your throat.
And then
throat.
Also herpes. There's one and two. You can also test for that. You can do STD check. It's a 10 panel, gives you completely everything. There are some others I can go to my doctor because they know I'm a freak. They're like, oh, you're going out again? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. So, but where some people, they don't want to do it in their home, their regular doctors. So there are a couple of places that you can do. I will have an episode in the future of just like a whole bunch of testing sites. Just talk about that. Because it's really important in the community.
Yeah, it is. And then real quick, you guys, one other thing that we do is we take a doxycycline hyclate. It's basically a, what do you call that? It's a...
prophylactic.
Yeah, thank you. And so what it does is it cuts down rate of transmission of chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis up to 70% if you are exposed to it. So that's also important.
There you go.
Go ahead.
All right. So, and that's going to wrap it for me. What I'm going to do, and I have to do this, you guys, off, I want to say off camera, but I can't do it while we're taping. We are giving Lucky Lady a gangbang today. There's some gentlemen. Puck, can you have the guys come in, please? We've got some... All of them? All right, so what I'm going to do...
I love that. This woman went out there. She was like, in the hallway, are you guys here for the gangbang?
Well, I'm looking where the guys are supposed to be organized. Yeah. They're off there.
Excuse me, sir. Are you here for the gangbang? Sir. Sir.
So what we're going to do, we're going to do a raffle at the end of this episode. While we're here at Splash, someone's going to get, I always say the time of your life, but I just say, hey, just cross some off your bucket list and say, here's something I did while I was at Splash. When I come to Splash, I just want to make memories, and that's all I'm really trying to do. So we will try and help you guys do that. Before I let you go, though... I need a confession, my brother. I need a confession. I've already told you guys. I've told you some of the things I do. Let me see. Oh, what's another confession that I made recently?
Oh, you're going two for one. You already made a confession.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah. No, it's like your confession now.
Oh, it's my confession
yes,
now.
Yes, okay. My audience wants to hear a confession from Doc Chocolate.
Okay. One of my many, many confessions is I do like to get smothered. So, like, I like a woman.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You guys didn't see the look on my face, but...
Seven was looking at me like, what the fuck? So
explain.
Okay, so, like...
Because all I'm thinking about is smothered chicken, right? That's all that came to my mind. Chicken smothered in gravy, yeah, and some mashed potatoes on the side.
Okay, I gotcha. So I like to be the chicken. Okay. And I like the woman's vaginal juice to be the gravy.
You and like them to write your smothered. Face.
I like them to write my face. Yes.
See,
sir.
I understand that concept.
Okay, good.
Oh.
Yeah. So I like to be smothered. I like both of you.
Dude.
Hey.
Dude. You better have your raincoat and goggles if she yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Without even a warning, it comes.
Just gushes. Okay. Hey, the more the merrier, you know? If my perfect situation is a woman riding my face and a woman riding my dick, and I'm built like a two-seater motorcycle. You know, I'm a fun fucking ride. Yeah,
I heard that, man. I appreciate you joining me. And Karma was here. I appreciate her for being here with me today. You guys, this is one of my first live episodes. And for my audience that's here, thank you guys for joining Hot Wives Confessions. I'm your host. My friends call me Seven. And I do hope to see you again soon.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.